name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory.
Brothers and sisters, the holy curriculum of the Holy Church is an amazing and a wondrous thing. At all the different levels of our being, our fathers, inspired by the Holy Spirit, are shaping our deepest thoughts, emotions, feelings, troubles, and joys toward Christ. And today is the first of five Sundays the church sets forth to prepare us for the Great Fast. Yes, that's right. Great Lent is approaching. And instead of just suddenly casting us into the most focused and rigorous period of the church year, the Fathers set before us several weeks of preparation for what lies ahead. Each of the next Sundays is named after its gospel passage. Zacchaeus Sunday, today, the publican and the Pharisee, then the prodigal son, then the last judgment, and then the expulsion from paradise. And each offers lessons important for us to carry into the fast. So let's take a brief look at the story of Zacchaeus. He was a tax collector. In Judea at that time, tax collectors were Jews, but they worked for the Roman Empire, the enemy. They were also notorious for collecting extra money to pad their salaries. So they weren't a popular group of people. So when Christ entered Zacchaeus' house, we read that all the people complained, saying, "He's gone to be a guest with a man who's a sinner." Isn't it ironic then that the name Zacchaeus actually means pure and innocent one? Well, this man wasn't living up to his name. And yet, Zacchaeus does an interesting thing in this story. He seeks out Jesus to see who he was. By this point, Jesus was well enough known in Judea because of his teaching and his many miracles. Zacchaeus wanted to get a glimpse of this man, to see what the hubbub was all about. Yet then, he did something unexpected. Because he was somewhat short and couldn't see over the people, he climbed a sycamore tree. Several of our fathers, the very early ones, note that at that time, a wealthy man with servants and power would never be seen clambering up a tree. It was undignified. So, perhaps Zacchaeus' desire to see Jesus was motivated by something a little deeper than idle curiosity. Perhaps some other idea had been forming in his heart. Then, very surprisingly, Jesus stops, looks right up at Zacchaeus, calls him out by name, and invites himself into Zacchaeus' home, which was also something at that time which was socially unacceptable. The fact that Zacchaeus immediately responds with joy, as we read, further suggests that this man was hoping for some kind of deeper encounter. And look what happened. As a result of his one meeting with the Lord, Zacchaeus gave away half his wealth to the poor, and he restored any money he'd falsely collected four times over. In fact, this man went from stealing and cheating to caring for the poor, repaying, and putting his life straight in a single day. This, brothers and sisters, is what repentance, metanoia, a change of the heart, looks like. One of our desert fathers confirms, man can attain to likeness of God in just one day, if he so desires it. The transforming power of repentance has a profound and immediate effect upon us. Zacchaeus immediately looks and sounds like a different person, does he not? Like a new creation. Christ gives the word. Today, salvation has come to this house. Then Jesus adds for all to hear, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Brothers and sisters, let us gather up this word as we prepare for Lent. Christ has come to save that which is lost, to seek out sinners and bring healing. No matter how bad off you think you are, no matter what you might be involved in, look at Zacchaeus and be encouraged, knowing that salvation is for us too. People can change. People do change by the power and grace of God. But we must accept that power into our lives. And today, God is calling each of us to change. To change today. To bow down and accept Him as our Lord. Which doesn't mean to form some idea in our head that this man, Jesus of Nazareth, is somehow special to us. But it means to start living according to his holy way. Zacchaeus turned his back on everything that had been important to him. His wealth, his image, his importance. He set it all aside when he met Jesus. In the Christian tradition, this is known as repentance. Great Lent is the season of repentance, of setting aside my will, my ideas, and my ways, and taking on the ways of Christ. As we sing in the cherubic hymn, let us put aside all earthly cares that we may receive the King of all. St. Isaac of Syria says, this life has been given to you for repentance. Do not waste it in vain pursuits. The Christian faith is about putting aside me, that I may be fulfilled and find life in Him. And the church sets this story before us today to show us a pattern, that life in God begins by simply coming to look and see. Then it involves a decisive encounter with the King of all, and it ends in a changed life, a change we participate in by receiving Christ, by correcting and reversing our sin, by choosing life with the eternal God instead of a life of fleeting pleasures. And this word, life, is an important one. For our God is the God of the living, the God of life, the creator of all life. And in him is no death and no shadow of turning. And today is also a day when we commemorate life, Sanctity of Life Sunday, as designated by our Metropolitan Ticon. So, I'd like to read a part of his letter, his word to us, his people, on this theme. To the clergy, monastics, and faithful of the Orthodox Church in America, beloved children in the Lord, glory to Jesus Christ. During these winter months, the church celebrates a number of feasts dedicated to the appearing of the Lord in the flesh. At his nativity, he's born an infant with all the needs of an infant. He requires his mother's nourishment, warmth, and care, and also his foster father's protection. At his baptism, he enters into the rushing waters of this world, into the cascading elements of creation, into the onrushing flow of life, into the change and flux of the present age. At his meeting in the temple, which we celebrate next week, he enters into the religious and cultural life of his people, while also already showing himself to be the fulfillment of their deepest religious yearnings, the salvation for whom they've longed. Our Lord and God and Savior, Jesus Christ, becoming incarnate and appearing in the world, did so in order to fill every aspect of our life with himself. He was willed to be present in our basic weakness and our everyday needs, to be present among all the changes and cycles of nature and history that swirl around us, to be present in the highest aspirations of human culture, which reach beyond this life and grasp at the undying life of the age to come. In the midst of this luminous season of feasts, we also mark our annual Sanctity of Life Sunday, reflecting on the meaning of the sanctity of life in light of the great feasts we've celebrated and will soon celebrate. We realize that the Lord has come so that we might have life and have it more abundantly, not just in the age to come, but in this present age as well. Therefore, every moment of human life, from conception to natural death, is infinitely precious, because every moment of human life, every facet of human existence, except for sin, has been hallowed by the presence of the Lord. Every phase of life, every circumstance, is an opportunity to encounter the Lord. Orthodox Christian understanding of the sanctity of all human life is not, therefore, some cold and abstract principle, but an affirmation of the love of the living God revealed in Jesus Christ. This is a love that opens up the fullness of life's possibilities at every moment, fills the world with meaning, and offers the promise of renewal for individuals, communities, and entire cultures. Therefore, as we mark this Sanctity of Life Sunday, we pray not just for legal protections for all human beings, from conception to natural death. We also pray that our entire culture would be oriented toward the physical and spiritual well-being of all people in all phases of life, so that without undue fear or trouble, in peace and in health, all of us may experience this life as a place of encounter with the radiant and life-giving love of God, Jesus Christ incarnate in human flesh. To him who gave us life in the beginning, who sustains our life in this world, and desires to fill it with himself, and who willed to save us and to lead us to everlasting life in the age to come, our Lord and God and Savior, Jesus Christ, be all thanks and adoration, together with his Father and his all-holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. Yours in Christ, Tikhon, Archbishop of Washington, Metropolitan of all America and Canada. Those who are in the narthex, feel free to move forward. There's lots of room in the front of the church. So.